Each of the 52 remaining candidates spend their final days preparing for the semifinals and final auditions in a different manner. For a veteran like Rhea, who's been through the process for years, she knows what is needed and how to prepare in order to wow the judges at the semifinal auditions on Sunday night.
Practice. Just for finals, especially making sure that you feel good with the choreography, that you get a lot of rest, that you stay busy the day of finals, because I feel like sometimes I've taken off work and it's not good. You need to stay busy and focused on your normal day, but also leave enough time to feel ready, and then just being gracious and humble regardless of what happens.
While the veterans work on every detail, rookie hopefuls like Taylor and Kelsey are hoping to calm their nerves before Sunday night.
I mean, it's an awesome opportunity to go through everything that I've gotten so far, and I just feel blessed, truly, to be going through this whole process, and, you know, I can't wait for the semi-pageant and finals and to rock it out, really.
Rookies and veterans alike both can do everything possible to be prepared, but when the bright lights come on, and they take center stage, the pressure will be on. And with it comes the need to perform and impress the judges.
I came up with the idea to do our Sunday event, so we added an opportunity for us to judge them in an actual public speaking venue where they have to get on stage and be able to introduce themselves to a crowd, live audience on the mic. They also have to be able to answer an impromptu question, whether it's about themselves or their Vikings experiences that they've had if they're a veteran team member. The second thing is, we shoot an amazing swimsuit calendar each season, our team calendar. So we need to know that they are going to be physically fit for game day and be able to perform for 3 hours straight. But we also need to know that they're going to be able to be a marketing avenue representative of our team, and that they are confident in themselves wearing a two-piece costume, if that's what we choose, or being in that swimsuit calendar and showing their physical fitness level. It's something that they're just so proud of. They work hard. You know, so it's really cool to be able to showcase, like, look how hard these women work. And then we go to finals. And at finals, we have basically just a showdown. It's all dance after dance after dance. We do kicks, we do jazz, we do palm, we do funk, a little bit of everything. And then they also do some cheers on stage. And it's in the Rotunda at the Mall of America. We do a live streaming on Vikings.com. And it's wonderful because at the end, we don't announce who makes the team. We just get to have one night where all of these weeks of rehearsal, maybe a whole year of preparation if they've been on the training program, a dream that they've had their whole life, they get to just come and kind of live that and be that for the night and go away feeling like I gave it all I've got. Then the next day we call and let them know who made the team.
The nerves are definitely probably starting to kick in. Kind of crunch time. We're finishing learning all the choreography for the shows, exactly what they're going to be doing. It's going to be a really busy week, and they're probably feeling the pressure.
I think now is when it gets real for everyone. So now is the moment where we all start to realize that, you know, the semifinal pageant is this week. And so it starts to become not just exciting, but also really nerve-wracking all at the same time.
You're putting on a show, and you're showing exactly, if you can control that stage and get everybody's eyes on you, then that's also very important, because on game day, there's 67,000 people in those stands and you want their eyes on you.
Now at this point, we've come to a time where we're comfortable with the dances, we're comfortable with our teammates that we've been working with for over a week now. So I think this is just more the anticipation and the excitement of, you know, who they're going to end up picking for the 2013 team.
It's a really big deal to all of them, and we've talked before about this is a life-changing moment for them. So those two nights tally up the scores that are going to decide their fate for the next year. And so there's a lot of pressure there, so they have to maintain that. We talk a lot about they're not only preparing their mental aspects and their physical appearance and their costume and all of those things, but they're mentally preparing. So I understand it's a lot of pressure, but it's also one of those times where you see the girls that are going to be able to go out in front of 64,000 people and be in the moment and have confidence and know, okay, I've practiced this, now I just got to do it.
Join us next Friday for part three of our three-part Making the Team miniseries to see the final auditions and find out who will be taking the field next fall for the last season in the Metrodome at Mall of America Field as your 2013 Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders. The preceding has been a presentation of the Vikings Entertainment Network.